WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated at some colleges and universities. Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, where police appeared to use tear gas to break up the demonstration. Meanwhile, at Columbia University in New York City, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a campus building. Israel and Hamas continue negotiations on a ceasefire that would free hostages, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a deal. Four law enforcement officers were killed. Members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force are trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings, three members of the task force, and a Charlotte police officer were killed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A dog was shot and a man was arrested Friday afternoon after police attempted a traffic stop in Columbia County. A Columbia County Sheriff's deputy tried to stop a vehicle for equipment violations on Highway 78 near Old U Road in the town of Caledonia. The man pulled over but only rolled down his illegally tinted windows a few inches. After negotiations, the man continued to be non-compliant. He eventually identified himself but still refused to leave the vehicle. A supervisor arrived on the scene and the deputies broke the window of the vehicle in an attempt to arrest the man. While trying to remove him from the vehicle, a dog exited the vehicle through the open door and bit a deputy several times. The deputy then shot at the dog to stop the attack. It was later brought to the Columbia County Humane Society and euthanized due to the extent of its injuries. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. And what a beautiful Tuesday it's going to be. You heard Sean. Sunny and warm today. 70 for a high. Get outside and enjoy it if you absolutely can. We're going to Rickroll you right now. Get the song stuck in your head. I know it's a dirty trick early in the morning.
We're no strangers to love.
celebrities, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't stand so close to me. There's the Police. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Another one of those songs from the 1980s, Finn, about Sting, where you just kind of go, what was the guy thinking?
He's a complicated guy, yeah.
He is. There are certain topics you just don't write and sing about, and Sting kind of hit them all in the 1980s. That's for sure.
He wasn't exactly discreet, was he?
No, he was not. How are things going today?
Things are going well, yeah. I got my 3-gallon cup of coffee. I'm ready to go.
yeah. We kind of need it, don't we? I don't know what it is about today. I woke up this morning and I was like, I'd rather not. I think I'd rather just stay in bed. But yeah. Here we are. are. Hopefully everybody else is kind of feeling the same as we are. Now, I have to ask, how are rehearsals going for Oliver? Because you guys open on Thursday night, correct?
Yeah. Rehearsals are going great. We had a long rehearsal last night, and yeah, we're getting close. Down to the wire now.
Yeah, absolutely. This is always the fun part of it. It's a little stressful. It's a little chaotic at this point of doing a live production, but it's always the fun part because you see it and everything that you've worked so hard coming to fruition on stage. Mm-hmm. So it's always a good time. Yeah. Speaking of which, Baraboo Theater Guild presents Middletowns opening up on Friday night over at R.G. Brown Theater at the UW campus. Tickets on sale for that show already and have been for a while. And Mark Hamden Krause actually going to join us a little later this morning, in fact later this hour, to tell us a little bit about that show, that production, how you can get your tickets, all of that good stuff. So, you know, I know it's only Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, really never too early though to start planning ahead for your weekend, and seeing a live production, always a good way to do so. So yeah, we'll have that for you later this morning. Now, did you do anything exciting yesterday, or are you still trying to recuperate from Ireland?
Well, you know, it's fun to take the dogs out again for a walk because I actually kind of miss that, Maddie. I mean, can you believe that? We always hope for
a break. I know. And then you get one and you're like, huh, this is weird. And then you get back to it and you're like, oh, this feels good. This feels natural. Yeah, maybe it's because the ropes are just tethered to our hands from all the times we walk. But I always understand that. I always feel the same way when we get back from somewhere.
You know how happy it makes them. So,
right? Yeah. It's nice just to see the jubilation and the joy on their face. Although now that it's getting warmer, I don't know if Aspie has much jubilation and like excitement, because she doesn't like to be hot. She really doesn't like to be warm. And so yesterday, just in the fact that it was still pretty damp and muddy and gross out, we took a little later day walk simply because I was letting things dry out a little bit. She was not enjoying herself. I mean, there were times she looked at me like, why do you torture me so? Because she was hot. She didn't want to be hot. And so it was a relatively short walk. We went, we came back, and then she was happy to, you know, just lay on her couch and in her bed again. But I got to tell you, this morning, this is the sound that only dog owners can hear, and parents too. It's that retching sound that you hear in the middle of the night that gets you up from a dead sleep. And then you walk out to see that, you know, little Miss Thang has decided that she didn't want to properly digest her puppy ball last night. We were cleaning kennel covers in the middle of the night. Now let me tell you though how attached to this dog my husband is. Okay, so I text him this morning and he's already up and at him. I mean, he's had a couple of days over in Racine. He's building studios, so he's already up, he's already moving around. I said, I hope she's okay. I said, she's acting fine, she ate okay this morning. I said, I think she just, you know, didn't eat her puppy ball completely and probably had a little stuck in her throat. That happens because they get a little, just like their walks, a little exuberant about their treats, right?
Yeah.
And so his response to me was, is she okay? Does she need to go to the vet? Is she sick? And I was like, this is how you carry on when she's sick. And when I get sick, you're like, here's your bucket, make sure you get to the bathroom. Like, what is happening here? It's okay. He's in text. He's like, oh, tell her it's okay. Daddy misses her. And if I was there, I'd give her a big hug. I'm like, stop it. Just stop it right now. He's pathetic with this dog. Absolutely pathetic. Mm-hmm. Because he's the one who didn't want another dog.
Yeah, we have to be careful about that, because when I first got back, the dogs, of course, immediately come to greet you, and they're all excited and they're all hyper, and you've got to give them all the love that you can.
Right.
But then, you know, you have a wife and a son that are kind of waiting in the wings, you know. So you got to be careful how
it's all about Aspen for about 10 minutes when he walks in the door. I get a hello, you know, we talk while he's, oh, it's the puppy, oh, I missed you so much kind of thing, because that's what happens when he walks in the door. Suitcases go flying, anything that he was carrying in kind of go flying, and I'm left to clean those up because it is full on Daddy and Aspen time from here on out. And that's perfectly awesome because, you know, it gives me a little bit of a break too. Because usually it's full-on mommy and Aspen time. So when daddy's around, yep. you take her for a little bit. It's like handing off a kid when they were really little, right? Now, yesterday, I have to say, very, very lame day at our house. Just grocery shopping. I did make an excellent dinner, though, last night. Some turkey kielbasa. Yeah, turkey kielbasa with some fresh broccoli, some peppers, some bell peppers mixed in there, some onion. You make a mix of oil and Dijon, some Italian herbs. Let's see, what else was in there? Italian herbs, and then there was a little garlic powder in there, and then some salt and some pepper. You saute everything, bake it in the oven. Absolutely delicious. Serve it with a little bit of rice. Dexter loved it, which is always a plus, because, well, the kid can get a little fussy, so that's always a plus when he'll eat it. So made that for dinner last night. Did a little vacuuming in the house, but this is the part that was more fascinating. So yesterday, before we wrapped up the show, if you heard the conversation, I was talking about the fact that Corey and I had watched the Thriller 40th anniversary documentary that's streaming through Paramount Plus / Showtime. So you got to upgrade if you want to see it. And it was absolutely fantastic. Of course, we're huge Michael Jackson fans, right? So we have a friend in radio, and we were texting with him the other night, and I said, you really, really have to watch this, because he also, a huge Michael Jackson fan, does a morning show in the Twin Cities on a format pretty close to what we play here on Max FM. So he was like, oh, cool. You know, he's like, I'll watch that. And so he texts me yesterday and he's like, you're right. This is absolutely a phenomenal piece about Michael Jackson and the making of Thriller, which he's like, I think any music fan could appreciate, right? So we get into a philosophical conversation, though, about who is going to be the next Michael Jackson, or will anybody ever be able to unseat him as far as the king of pop goes? Because, you know, we were looking at current day artists, right? And so, you know, at one point you thought maybe Bruno Mars would kind of get up there. And then Bruno Mars was kind of like, no, I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm done making music for a while. Now he's just, you know, racking up the gambling bills. If you listen to the tabloid fodder over in Las Vegas during his residency, Then The Weeknd came out and he had some of the same sound, some of the same theatrics that Michael Jackson liked to use. So you thought, maybe The Weeknd will get there. But, you know, can't really dance. You thought maybe Justin Timberlake would do it. He produced even with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson worked with him on his first solo album. So you thought maybe Justin Timberlake will get there. And then after Sexy Back, it all kind of fell apart for Justin Timberlake. And he makes much better whiskey now than he does music. Sorry, and I love JT. So, you know, you're kind of like, is there ever going to be an artist who can actually unseat him? So we had this long philosophical conversation about it. Then, of course, you throw the name Taylor Swift in there. I'm like, she's an enigma. He's like, yeah, but is she really reinventing music? Now, Swifties, relax, because we think that Taylor Swift is awesome. The music that she produces is very, very good. Is she reinventing anything as far as what we've heard for music, though? I would argue no, other than the fact that she is an amazing writer and producer in her own right. But Michael Jackson gave us a sound that we hadn't really ever heard before, right? And so this was the conversation that we got into yesterday. And it was a great conversation. And I always love having these debates with friends. But, you know, you being the music guy, is there anybody that you can think of that would possibly be able to unseat Michael Jackson in that role as the king of pop at any point in time? Or do you think we haven't even seen that artist yet?
No, I don't think anybody's ever going. No, I really don't.
So.
And I think part of it is because of just the way the music scene is these days.
Sure.
I really don't think that anybody's going to come along. Taylor Swift is probably the closest.
Yeah.
But like you mentioned, reinventing the wheel as far as music goes. Yeah, no. No,
I don't think so.
No. In fact, it's kind of depressing when you think about it.
Because,
you know, we've seen so much over the course of how many decades with music. I mean, going back to Elvis and the Beatles and everybody else that followed after that. I really can't think of anybody that's going to unseat Michael Jackson as the king of pop.
Anyway, it was a really great conversation, and it really made you think about the way music is now, maybe what we're going to hear in the next few years. Really made you think about even more so about how popular Taylor Swift is right now, kind of thing. You know, and Corey and I just got into that conversation last weekend when we were driving around. And Jay and I talked a little bit about it last week, why he was filling in for you. But Corey's like, is she always going to be at the top of her game, or someday is she going to be selling a clothing line at Walmart or Kmart or Sears, you know? And my opinion is, and Jay kind of agreed with me, she's going to know when enough is enough, but we feel like she's going to be a little bit like Oprah. Like, she's always going to be on the top of something, whether it's music, whether she does something else in her career. She's got enough good people around her and surrounded by really good friends as well as family to be like, okay, let's bring it down just a little bit. And I think she really does truly listen to those people. Plus, she's pretty smart. Right. She's not going to do anything that's going to taint the brand. She's not going to do anything that's going to make her look foolish, because she is proving to be a very good businesswoman all at the same time, as well as being very, very talented. But she's the only one right now. And I know people hate talking about her because she's in the news everywhere. But really, she's the only one right now that I don't think could ever unseat Michael Jackson, but might have the same aura and presence as he does and as commanding as he was at, you know, at one point in time. So I don't know, but it was a great conversation. I always love having conversations like that with people, though, because it makes you think. It's a little eye-opening, right? So that was like my big highlight of the day yesterday.
Yeah, no, I get it. And the other thing to think about is how much those artists influenced pop culture. I mean, just everything. Not
think
just
about how many
music.
People were wearing white gloves, white sparkled gloves, and penny loafers, and red leather jackets with the wings on the shoulders, and all of that. Those were everywhere just because that's what he donned on stage in a music videos. It's kind of crazy.
And to be fair, Madonna had kind of the same impact for a while.
Right?
Yeah.
Think of how many people love their tulle skirts and their crop tops and their big headbands for a long time. I mean, those were also everywhere. So Cyndi Lauper, she kind of did the same thing. And right now with Taylor Swift, if you want to bring it back to home, people are sharing those friendship bracelets like crazy. Think of the amount of money, though, that women have spent on clothes trying to figure out what they're going to wear to these Taylor Swift shows. It's absolutely crazy because they all have their favorite album. And so they dress according to what that favorite album was. So this has been like a multi-billion dollar industry as she's toured the world. So same kind of thing. She's not doesn't have the red leather jackets and things, but she has definitely inspired people to think about how they're dressing and what they're going to wear and all of that kind of stuff so that they can fit in with whatever album happens to be their favorite. So it was a great conversation. So think about that one today as you go through your day. Is there anybody who will ever unseat Michael Jackson as the king of pop? And of course, you know, our text line is always open here at Max FM. So if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you this morning, 355-9970. Now, Finn, we do have to check out this forecast right now, because does it get much better than today? I would argue not, as far as weather goes. It's going to be absolutely lovely. Sunny and warmer with a high right around 70. Also a great start to the morning already. I was just out there sniffing weeds with Aspen. Well, she was sniffing. I was walking. Don't get me wrong. I'm not down there with her. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight down to 54. Although,
that would alarm the neighbors, wouldn't it?
That would be a sight here on Goose Poop Pond, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness. I mean, our neighbors are already alarmed by half the things we do. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 71 for a high. We could see some more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Right now, it is 50.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Save on everything you need to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this week at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. Deli Fresh South of the Border Taco Dip is $6.99 per pound. Homemade Deli Fresh Tortilla Chips are $3.99 a pound. And 85% lean ground chuck is $3.59 per pound. Also, save on Haas Green Avocados, 99 cents a piece. Jumbo Red Onions at $1.49 a pound. An 8-ounce bag of Fresh Express Shredded Lettuce at $1.29. And jumbo limes are 2 for a buck. Pierce's Express Market, serving the area since 1924.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
We tend not to think about right now. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
99.7 Max FM.
7:26 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Whole lot of sunshine, warmer temperatures. Heck, what's not to like? Well, if we had the day off, that would be even better. From 1982, here's Patrice Gresham. This is Forget Me Nots.
Just like
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM at 7:30 right now. And Finn, we were having a discussion about a discussion I had yesterday with a friend, also in radio, about whether or not anybody will ever seat Michael Jackson as the king of pop. And Darla sent me a message over on my Facebook page. She said, absolutely not. It's why he was given the moniker King of Pop. She's like, there's going to be other great artists who are going to come and go, but she feels like he's always going to be the one that revolutionized music as the way we know it now, which I kind of agree with that. You know, it was interesting because if you do watch this documentary, they even bring in some different rappers like Polo G, who was completely influenced by Michael Jackson and even refers to him in one of his videos in one of his songs. So he was influencing everybody all over the board. So there you go. Thank you for the comment, though, this morning, darling. Remember, you can text us if you want to chime in, if you think anybody will ever unseat Michael Jackson as the king of pop. A discussion we were having after Corey and I watched Thriller, the 40th anniversary special over the weekend. 355-9970 is the text number.
Does that make you a little sad knowing that there may not be another artist that will come along that will be that ginormous?
I mean, don't you think you kind of felt that, though, the day he died? I mean, for so many reasons, people were upset on the day we found out that he'd left this earth. But I think that was part of the reason why so many people were upset, because his music was important to a lot of people. Now, here's the thing. You got to take out any of the stupid news stories we heard along the way, because we all know some might have been true, some were probably not true, and just think specifically about his musical career, right? Got to separate the person from what they did. And I'm not even going to say really, that some of it might not have even been true. We have no idea, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff in the behind the scenes. That's right.
A lot of
that's
fodder.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of things that fell apart when they were supposed to be ironclad kind of thing. So who knows? I don't even want to speculate on any of that. But if you just look strictly at the music and what he was able to bring to the world, I mean, it is pretty darn miraculous. And so that was the discussion that my friend and I were having yesterday. Of course, I mentioned it. He also does radio. He's a morning show jock in the Twin Cities. And so I got to know each other many, many years ago, and we've kept in touch. And he's one of those people that when you see a documentary like this, you immediately go to him because he's kind of seeing it all. He's interviewed a lot of these top celebrities, being in the Twin Cities when they come in to perform. And he's kind of like Corey and I are. Michael Jackson is that one show that he never got to go to. And still, to this day, it just kills him, right? Because this was part of our childhood, part of our history. He's the same age, Corey and I are, 45. Yeah. So, and that's the one that kills us as well, is that we never got to see him perform live. It's why when we had the opportunity to see Janet in her own right perform, we were like, oh no, we're totally going, because you never know at this point in time when something's going to happen.
Exactly.
So we try to get to some of our favorite artists as often as we can, or more than once, or if we've never seen them, we try to get there. Prince is another one we would have loved to see at some point in time.
That's so. One for me. I really wish that I would have been able to see him, and I never had a chance, and that's kind of depressing knowing
that. I know,
that,
right? Right? Chris chimes in here over on our text line this morning as well, saying he'd take Prince over Michael Jackson any day. But Prince, again, one of those guys who really influenced music, influenced sound, kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit as far as what we were willing to put on the radio and listen to. Now, one of the other things about this documentary that I thought was really fascinating is they get into the race war a little bit, because when MTV first came on, they refused to play Black artists. And basically it was the dude in charge of CBS Records at the time, who was the one in charge of Michael Jackson's album, who was like, okay, listen here, if you don't play this album, I'm going to start pulling this, and this, and then we'll see where you're at. Well, MTV eventually relented, and then all of a sudden you had the Black artists also appearing on MTV. So it gets into a little bit of that as well. So it was interesting, but thank you to everybody chiming in this morning. We'll start a Prince versus MJ war here pretty quick. 355-9970 if you feel like chiming in about the conversation, if anybody will ever unseat any of the great acts that we're talking about, as far as what they were capable of doing, but specifically Michael Jackson, will there ever be anybody who would be considered in the same echelon as the King of Pop? I'm going to say no, just because of what he was able to reinvent over the years. It's a good conversation, though. Makes you think a little bit, that's for sure. That's what we're trying to do, inspire some thought this morning. Get the brain moving this morning. Speaking of which, now, if you're somebody who is the fan of a potential four-day work week, you might want to think about having Mondays off, especially if you believe in astrology, because it might prove to be a good idea. There's some astrology writer out there, Finn, that just did this big article on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive. She says that it's due to lunar influence. Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone for the days to come. She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day. Well, there you go, if that's how you want to spend your Monday. Tuesday is ruled by Mars, though, which supposedly means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, and healthy competition. So her advice is to try to be as productive as you can today and don't let anything stop you. Now, her exact quote, if you have any important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or need to fire a slew of people, make Tuesday your day to do it. I hope there's not a lot of managers and bosses listening right now because they're going to be sorely disappointed if Monday or Tuesday is not the most productive day in the office.
Maybe we should just work one day a week and just make it Tuesday, and that'll be it.
Just Tuesday. Yeah, that's it. Done. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? I don't know if we'd get away with that, but make today the best day possible, I guess. It's like that. I always think of that when you ever see these things and you hear all those little mantras. I always think of that poster with the kitty clinging to the ledge, you know, that sometimes your doctor's had up or your guidance counselor has in their office. That's what I always think of about, you know, trying to do your best today. And some days it's just harder to muster.
It's a struggle.
Some days are better than others. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sunny and warmer over the next couple of days. Some chances of some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Mike Ganger also joins us for a look at sports next here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Big deals.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in baseball action, the Portage Warriors get an 11-3 win over the Sauk Prairie Eagles. Softball from a night ago, Baraboo falls 2-4, 5-0 the loss there at Pierce Park. A few other shutouts as well last night. Portage able to blank Ripon, 10-0 the final there. Reedsburg with a massive 21-0 win over Mauston. And then Sauk Prairie fell to River Valley, 5-3 the final in that matchup. Stoughton, a 7-4 win over McFarland this past evening as well. Soccer, it was Mount Horeb, 12-0 winners over Portage Poinette, and Sauk Prairie, a 3-0 victory against Reedsburg. As is usually the case, it is an absolute jam-packed Tuesday today with events all around the area. For the Baraboo Thunderbirds, are going to be heading to McFarland for track and field. There's a quad meet taking place there with Baraboo, McFarland, Oregon, and Watertown. 4 o'clock, that will get started. T-Bird Boys Tennis is going to be at Portage tonight at 4:15. Baseball back at home at Mary Roundtree Evans Field hosting Sauk Prairie at 5 o'clock. Softball, it's going to be senior night out at Pierce Park as the T-Birds will be hosting McFarland also at 5. And then soccer this evening is going to be at home welcoming Stoughton at Beryl Newman Stadium. Again, a ton of events for all of the area teams. Check out their schedules for all the details. Brewers held to just three hits last night in a 1-0 loss to Tampa Bay. The Rays scored in the top of the first inning and not another run crossed the dish for the rest of the game. Rays pitchers combined for 12 strikeouts and just three hits allowed for the contest. Brewers fall to 17-11 for the season. The Rays are 14-16. Same two teams will meet tonight. 6:40 will be the first pitch. It's going to be Freddie Peralta getting the go for the Crew. Tyler Alexander will counter for the Rays. And also tonight, the Bucks will look to stave off elimination from the playoffs as they're going to be hosting the Indiana Pacers. Pacers lead the series 3-1. Officially, Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Pat Beverley, and Chris Middleton are all listed as game time decisions. 8:30 is going to be the tip-off on TNT. Some of the playoff matchups came to an end last night. Denver was able to finish off the LA Lakers 108-106 to take that series 4-1. Thunder completed the sweep of the Pelicans 97-89. And then it was the Celtics with a 102-88 win over the Miami Heat. Tonight, 76ers will look to avoid elimination against the Knicks as New York leads that series 3-1. And the Magic and Cavs will meet tonight. That game sits at 2-2 heading into the fifth contest. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 71 with more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
7:42 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Also coming up yet this hour, we're going to find out all about BTG's newest production, Middletown, opens this weekend at R.G. Brown Theater. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, the fine young cannibal. She drives me crazy. It's 7:45 right now, and time to do some celebrating on this Tuesday. Finn, we've got to take a look at what we have for our birthday list. Of course, before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us yet this morning, 355-9970. So we're going to start right here at the top of with the famous folk, and we're going to start with Travis Scott. Oh, aren't you excited about that? Rapper and baby daddy to Kylie Jenner's daughter Stormy. Kids might know him from his virtual concerts on Fortnite a few years ago. You may also remember that he and Kylie dressed up as Marvel characters way back in 2019 to celebrate his birthday along with the release of Avengers Endgame. Kylie was Captain Marvel, Travis was Iron Man, and Stormy was a tiny Thor. And then he tried to kill people at a concert in a mosh pit and things went very, very bad.
Yeah.
I think he's finally starting to recover from that, but even like a year ago, if you remember, he was out on tour and tickets for his shows were selling so cheap because it continued to be kind of a problem. Now, not to the degree that it had been at Astroworld, but it was starting to become more of a problem. So I think a little bit more security, think he got some stuff fixed. He's starting to rebound a little bit. He is celebrating his 33rd birthday today. Ana de Armas, who is a Cuban Spanish actress, she stars in the upcoming John Wick spinoff, Ballerina. She also plays Marta in Knives Out. She's a Bond girl in No Time to Die. She's Joy in Blade Runner 2049 and Marilyn Monroe in Blonde. She is celebrating her 36th birthday today. Diana Agron, who plays Quinn on Glee. She's married to Winston Marshall from Mumford & Sons. She is 38 years old. Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, of course. I guess she is Wonder Woman at this stage of the game. Forget Linda Carter. Gal Gadot came onto the scene and everybody was like, Linda who? Even though I think Linda Carter as the original was pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
She's also Giselle in the Fast and the Furious members. Gal, that is, not Linda Carter. Anyway, Gal is celebrating her 39th birthday. Kirsten Dunst is also celebrating a birthday. Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. To me, she's always going to be that girl from Mona Lisa Smile, though. That was one of my favorite roles she ever did. I loved Kristen Dunst in that particular movie. Kunal Nayar, who played Raj on The Big Bang Theory, again, one of my favorite shows of all time. He actually shares a birthday with co-star Johnny Galecki. Kunal is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Johnny Galecki is 49 years old today.
Yeah.
Of course, he was Leonard on The Big Bang Theory, and most people got to know him as David on the original Roseanne. And then I think on The Conners, he had a reprising role for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of ended, and I'm not really sure what happened there. But at any rate, happy birthday to him. Jeff Timmons, the tattooed founding member of 98 Degrees, is celebrating his 51st birthday today. And just for the record, we will not be pulling out the 98 Degrees this morning. I mean, I went through the library, and not feeling it today. just not feeling it.
That's okay.
You know, but he is celebrating, so we'll acknowledge the boy bands of the world today. Adria Pazdar, who played Nathan on Heroes. He was also General Glenn Talbot on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was also Iron Man's voice in the animated series Avengers Assemble. Another guy took over that role, though, in 2017. Adria Pazdar is celebrating his 59th birthday. Isaiah Thomas, former NBA star and former NBA coach, is celebrating his 63rd birthday. And Meryl Osmond of the Osmond Brothers is celebrating his 71st birthday. I feel like the Osmond Brothers are a little bit about kind of like the Jackson 5, as long as we've been talking about Michael Jackson so long. I mean, you know Marie and you know Donnie, right? Just kind of like you knew Michael and you know Janet. Everybody else, Tito, Marlon, yeah. LaToya, they're just all kind of back there. And I feel like that's the same thing that happened with those Osmonds, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll always know Donnie and Marie, but everybody else
is standing in the shadows.
That's right. And hopefully you're turning them down like they tried to turn down Tito and Jackie and Marlon on that victory tour as we watched part of that concert on YouTube the other night. That was just not good. Just not good. Like, bring back Michael. I wanted to start a chant for the crowd. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember to add somebody to this list. It's always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Taking a quick look at your forecast now. Sunny and warmer, 70 for a high today. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 54. Then partly cloudy, 71 tomorrow. We do have a chance for some more scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Right now, it is 50. Now, coming up in just a few moments, Finn, I'm very excited about this. We're going to tell you all about the latest production from the Baraboo Theater Guild. It is called Middletown, and we're going to be joined by the director, Mark Hamden Krause, and he's going to tell us all about the show, how you can get your tickets, all of that good stuff coming up next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, this morning, I am very excited to talk about another Baraboo Theater Guild production. This one is called Middletown, and it is coming up very, very quickly, including this weekend and next weekend. We'll give you specific dates here in just a minute. But this morning, I am joined by Mark Hamden Krause. He is the director of this fantastic play. So first of all, good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Good morning, Maddie. I'm doing excellent.
Well, I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. And we are so excited that you are here because this is going to be, I mean, let's face it, whenever Baraboo Theater Guild does a production, it is always amazing. And Middletown, I'm going to say, is probably going to be the same way because we're just going to go with what we know from Baraboo Theater Guild. So let's start out by talking a little bit about this fantastic play. Tell us a little bit about it and a little bit about what the audience can expect as they're watching it.
Certainly. So I actually was looking at this play about pre-COVID, so about 3 years ago.
Okay.
As a competition piece, because the state has a one-act competition.
Mm-hmm.
And these are made up of a bunch of little vignettes, so the full play would be easy to convert into one act. And I kind of put it on the back burner and looking at other plays, and
sure.
I just came back to it and reread it, and I'm like, there's something about this play. I don't know what it is, But I just, it's so different that
sure.
I came back to it and proposed it, and they thankfully accepted, and it's been going great.
Awesome.
Little about the play, it is, I don't want to give away too much.
Right. Got to keep some for the audience when they're there, right?
Absolutely. It's about a little town in the middle of nowhere, and that's kind of why it's called Middletown.
Sure.
And, you know, it covers the gamut of what's going on in every little town in the United States, or maybe even the world. There's depression, anxiety, life. There's death. And everything in between, I guess, is probably the best way to talk about it.
What I love about your synopsis so far is, I think, just living in smaller towns where we are, you know, Baraboo, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Reedsburg, it seems very relatable to people who may be thinking about coming to see this production.
Absolutely, and I've actually tweaked not so much the play itself, the background, to give it even more of a small town feel. I've actually been going around taking pictures of Baraboo, and
nice.
Instead of building a background, we are going to project the background with images of Baraboo.
That's awesome. What a great way to encapsulate it and really bring it home for everybody who is going to go see this. Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the synopsis? I know we wanted to keep it brief so that we don't give too much away, but is there anything else that we should know before we start talking about some of the who, what, when, where's, and how's of this production?
Sure. Basically, it follows two people in this town. One is a woman that has just moved into a town and is hoping to start a family. And one is a local resident, her neighbor, who he's a very interesting character. And I think, again, I don't want to give away too much.
Right,
but,
right.
He is a person, and actually my wife and I were just talking about him this morning, the character that is. That people are just going to love this character. He's kind of a sad sap.
Okay.
But he's such a kind and nice person
yeah.
that the audiences are going to fall in love with him. And it just follows these two through the, you know, about 8 months of the duration of the play.
Okay.
And their interactions, and then, you know, there's some of the scenes are more about what goes on in a little town. Like there's a
sure.
tour of the city. There's, oh boy, let me think. What's some, just meetings with doctors.
Sure.
Interactions with people in town, people working outside.
Yeah.
It's
living in a small town, right, Mark?
Absolutely. It's a microcosm of a small town. Yes.
All right. Well, I think we can all appreciate that. Now, we're going to mention her one more time, but you mentioned your lovely wife and having a conversation with her about the main character. And your wife's name is Laura Hamden Krause, and I want to bring her up because she's actually co-directing with you. And so we'll mention her again in just a few minutes. She couldn't join us this morning, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention her hard work on this play as well. Now, as we're kind of talking about Middletown, and you were giving us the synopsis and, you know, really just driving home the point that this could be anywhere in America. Let's talk about some of the cast, because you mentioned that main character. Can you tell us a little bit about your cast and what it's been like working with them over the last few weeks? Because I'm going to assume it's been a few weeks of some hard work with this particular play, as most plays are, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they have just